Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time here at Money Life. And of course, joining me now, as he does every week at this point, it is Tom Lydon. He is the editor of ETF Trends. And he may or may not even be aware that we were talking earlier this week about somebody who works with him, that being ETF Godfather. That, of course, is Todd, one of the folks. He's actually ETF Trends web editor, who was mentioned by Igor Ganta of Market Profit as one of the top folks to follow on Twitter. But Tom is not the web editor at ETF Trends. He is the guy who runs the place. He is the editor. And if you want more information, it's ETF Trends. If you want to follow Tom on Twitter, in addition to Todd, you can go to at ETF Trends. You can also follow him at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck.
I bet you didn't know that we were talking about Todd this week on our show.
And the illustrious Godfather. I know. It's amazing. He's a great guy and obviously does some great things.
Absolutely. And now we're going to see if you can do great things by helping us by pointing out the ETF of the week. And the ETF of the week is...
The Wisdom Tree Europe Hedged Equity Fund, ticker H-E-D-J.
H-E-D-J, Wisdom Tree Europe Hedged Equity. Well, it's Europe, and it's one of those things that you've got a lot of different feelings about it, but I know that this is a fund you have talked about, at least privately in the past, that this is a fund you particularly like. So I guess that also means this is a fund you use.
It is, and we own this for our clients. As you and I have talked about before, Chuck, the whole idea about foreign investing now, especially Europe, has been becoming more and more popular, but the risk is in the currency. And as we continue to see more easing of monetary policy in Europe and tightening of monetary policy here in the U.S., you're going to see a shift in currency values. And what that means is, as there's easing of policy, especially with this ECB meeting that's coming up next week, we're going to see maybe devaluation in the euro, strengthening the dollar, and that means that the foreign equity ownership that your funds or your ETFs have, if they're not hedged to the dollar, they could go down in value. So this is something that we really, as investors, haven't experienced in a big way in decades. So as there's a threat of rising rates, what that does to your fixed income portfolio, there also could be a threat of depreciation foreign currency and what that does to your global equity positions.
So the appropriate way to use this is what, and you're looking for what conditions to hold it in?
Well, you know, a couple things. First, number one, when you own a global position, understand whether it's hedged or not hedged to the U.S. currency. And along with WisdomTree, the folks at Deutsche Bank also have some products that are hedged from a currency standpoint. So that's number one. Number two, you should be, and if you look at it, a 50-50 hedge to the foreign currency compared to the U.S. dollar. I would just say there are very, very few investors that have any currency hedging in their portfolio. So, you know, I don't want to be drastic about this, but this is something that we've been talking about more and more, and it's very, very important. So I would look at it this way. Take your global position, and in this case with Europe, as far as your European global equity allocation, I would put as much as 50% of your European equity allocation in this fund. It's very well diversified. It's got a low expense ratio, but also it's probably in all the right areas. But most importantly, you're not going to lose when the euro declines and the dollar increases in value, because that is going to be very good for equities in Europe, but not necessarily great for the currency.
And is your sell trigger 200-day moving average?
I would also put it on the 200-day moving average. that long-term trend is firmly in place. And I expect it to be for an extended period of time. However, as you and I know, Chuck, there are always surprises.
Yeah, so we use that as a way to make sure that if anything goofy happens, well, that's what winds up getting us to where we say, okay, let's reevaluate. And
you should always have a stop loss in place. I mean, especially as you get older, having equity positions is great. But, you know, as we saw in 2008 to 2009, having a 50% correction in your equity portfolio, it's not something that people can stomach.
Yeah, it's not really what you want to go through. Here's the other question, I guess, when you're talking about portfolio construction, because this is a hedged equity fund. What percentage of your assets do you want hedged versus not hedged when we're talking about your international portion? I mean, that's not something we've ever really discussed on the show.
Well, it hasn't been as much of an issue because we've had declining interest rates for 30 years and a declining valuation in the dollar. But now that's going to change, right? So you can't start thinking about this early enough. As you're looking at your fixed income allocations and the threat of rising rates, you also are going to have a threat of the rising dollar and how that affects your foreign equity position. So more than ever, do some homework, do some education on it. It's something we talk about all the time, but it should come to the point where you're at least 50% hedged against the dollar. And that is something quite foreign to most investors today.
Absolutely. And now we can wrap that up in a witty wordplay because, of course, well, it's quite foreign. Well, if you're looking for foreign exposure and you want it to be hedged, you're going to be looking at the Wisdom Tree Europe Hedged Equity Fund. That is ticker symbol HEDJ. It gives you the hedge exposure and it gives you the Europe exposure. It does all those things that Tom Lydon was talking about. And remember, he did disclose that his clients own shares of HEDJ and he owns it for them in their portfolios. Tom Lydon is editor of ETF Trends. If you want more information, it's ETFTrends.com. On Twitter, he's at ETFTrends or at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining me on the show.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, we have just gotten started on the Thursday, May 29th edition of Money Life. Stick around. The big interview is next when Money Life continues. It's 529. That's college savings for a lot of people, right? Think about it. We'll tell you next.